This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, I don't know enough French to introduce this Sacred Fire of Liberty properly, because Jonathan E. Ward's playing Mr. Mom tonight because he does speak French. Apparently, his kids have a big French test or exam, and he has to help them out. Who am I to say as a dad that you can't, as a dad, do that? So, thank the Lord. We got Cheryl Chumley, Supermom, and so intelligent on so many issues. The Sacred Fire of Liberty is in good hands. Cheryl, welcome back.
Great to be here, Robert.
Wow. I don't know. How's your French? I'm glad he didn't recruit you, too, because I'd be all alone.
No, I have to. I did not know Jonathan spoke French, and I have to talk to him about that, because my youngest daughter and I, our dream is to one day go to Paris, and we want to visit as many bakeries as we can over there and sample everything. And as part of it, I want to learn French, and I don't know anything about it, and I did not know Jonathan could speak it, so...
Yeah, we both learned that. I had no idea. He said his wife doesn't, so he has to stay back and help the kids. And we as parents, we get that, and it's an excused absence. So we will shoulder on the sacred fire of liberty. And, of course, those of you who don't know Cheryl, she writes for the Washington Times, and she's doing an amazing job. How do I know? Because people are yelling and screaming at her on Twitter all of the time, so I know she's over the target. So you are tough as you go forward.
Yeah.
You know, the discourse is just, I can't give a lot of love to the Republicans on this, although I will give them some props for standing up for once, having a spine and a backbone to kind of push back on the Democrats at this point. But where, oh where, is the constitutional discussion? You know, if we really were into what's really important about putting somebody on the Supreme Court, would we not want to query that potential court member, justice member, would we want to query them on aspects of the Constitution? What is your perspective on the Fourth Amendment, right? Legitimate things. And instead, the Democrats have really messed this thing up for probably every future candidate. There will be no constitutional questions. It'll all be about how much they drank in high school.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point that got totally lost in this fiasco we've been seeing for the last few weeks in Washington, D.C. And it's true. Both parties are to blame for dropping the ball on that. You know, Kavanaugh, his record, anybody can go online and check out his record, but few maybe will. And the thing is, the media had a chance here to draw out that particular point and harp on it a lot more, but
yeah,
it was a runaway train, just going along with the circus show. It's great for ratings, I would say, and you have to cover it, but at the same time, is this what's going to happen every time there's a vacancy now? Are we going to have to go through this and the Constitution just be hanged?
Yeah, was it Judge Napolitano who said there's a Constitution in exile, basically? I mean, at this point, you've got, which would they say is right, it's emphasized because, hey, the highest court in the land, it's important who gets on it, right? But at the same time, if we can't discuss the reasons why it's important, only to find out if there are accusations made, maybe founded, maybe unfounded, there's a lot of confusion. The confusion is leading us further and further away from what's really important, the Constitution. And, you know, there's legitimate questions about Kavanaugh's being appointed based on, well, how does he feel about the Fourth Amendment? What role did he play in the Patriot Act and violations of the Fourth? And so we'd have, you know, civil libertarians that are, conservative libertarians and some that are on the left that would come together and go, hey, that's a legitimate thing. Let's ask the guy. But that doesn't happen. So there's no legitimate way to discern, is this guy good or bad for the court, except to do what they're doing, which is a sideshow circus.
You know, another unifying issue, one that crosses both parties, would be civil asset forfeitures. That's huge, and that's something, the only people I ever hear talk about that on Capitol Hill was first Ron Paul, and then second Rand Paul. And it's an issue that, sadly for me, being a conservative, that Republicans just want to shrug their shoulders at and strengthen those powers for police. And I find myself more in alignment with, and I hate to say this, but more in alignment with the ACLU half the time on civil asset forfeitures than I do with my own Republican Party. So that's something that it would be interesting to explore a little bit more with Kavanaugh, particularly since President Trump wants to strengthen those powers, and Jeff Sessions, his attorney general, is strongly in favor of strengthening those police powers.
Well, this is where intellectual integrity rises above the fray, although it doesn't get a lot of attention. So if somebody were to discredit us because we would lean toward Kavanaugh-like justice that would be more conservative, it still doesn't mean we would give carte blanche to say, you know what, I'm not going to question the guy on things that I'm concerned about, and then say, on this basis, I wouldn't, even though I agree in a lot of other places. But that, again, this is what is disastrous for the Republic, right? That there is no discussion. It's as if it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is what somebody claims you did when you were in high school. And this is, again, the new precedent, the new low. Will this happen the next time, whether Kavanaugh gets appointed or approved or not? Will it all be about that? Or can we then bring back the Constitution and talk about each of these things?
Well, it's going to take senators with, a strong principled base to bring the Constitution back into this process. And unfortunately, if Democrats have any say in it at all, it's just not going to go that route. Because what happens is Democrats just want to distract and prevent any Republican nominee from making it to the Supreme Court. And their reasons are purely political. Their reasons stem from the fact that their legislative agendas can rarely get passed in Congress, can rarely get passed the constitutional route. So they have to rely on judicial activism to bring forward their agenda. One example, Obamacare. Another example, how gay marriage become a national mandate. So the Democrats constantly want to take it out of the hands of principled parties and put it in the hands of the thugs and circus clowns, because that way they have a chance of getting their agenda pushed forward.
Yeah, and this is not new. I mean, Jonathan, historian that he is as well, talked about this when we were together at the Trinity Conference, going back to the court under FDR, the threats he made to stack the court, and what happened since then, the transformation into a bureaucratic oligarchy, as he says. We got all three branches of government in one branch that supersedes what Congress could and should do, what is their constitutional authority, and even the executive branch doesn't. So there's a big mess, and it didn't start today. It didn't start with Kavanaugh, but the symptoms, we would say, started a long time ago, and ignoring them has led to the sideshow circus we're living in right now, observing what is going on in the Kavanaugh hearings.
Exactly. And just to put a little perspective on it, I've been watching the news all day yesterday, and the thing that struck me is that I have been hearing a lot of comments from not just the pundits, but the guests they have on there, people that have been on Capitol Hill for years and years, some of them even decades. And what struck me most is that there have been several people to say that, you know, they've seen quite a bit of chaos and protests and so forth on Capitol Hill, but this particular Kavanaugh hearing, it seems more ratcheted in fiery rhetoric, more violent than what they've ever seen before. And I think that goes toward your point, what you were just saying, that we've ignored it and kind of kicked that can down the road so many years in hearing here we are reaching, you know, a boiling point with Kavanaugh, and it's a real concern to not just patriotic Americans, but those with principles, those with moral compasses. Which way is it going to tip? No matter how what happens with Kavanaugh, which way is this country going to tip in the coming months?
Yeah, and I would say this, if they had done the concept, let's say on the political left, which in theory, not in actuality, they would say, we're all for more civil liberties, we want to protect, you know, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, they might be, but it's not happening in reality, but they could have formed a coalition with the libertarian wing of the Republican Party to say, you know, there are problems with this Kavanaugh nomination, let's investigate, and there might have been a legitimate way to say, stop Kavanaugh. But the case isn't based on constitution. It isn't based on principle. As you said, it's purely political. And the more they can generate that political animus and divide us, the more, of course, what happens behind the scenes, you have the growth of government, the limitations on freedom, which has happened since, of course, the disaster of 9/11, where we kind of abandoned that freedom was more important, that you don't have to give up freedom for security, right? There was a violation, a fundamental violation of principles at that point. And again, we could come together as Americans, as we did temporarily then, to see those things instead of give them up.
And it's a real disservice to the American people because, you know, we've all been watching this cartoon now for a couple weeks, and what's happened is that we're all left out in the cold on what you just explained, the real, you know, root of what a Supreme Court nomination process should be about, the Constitution. I would have loved to have seen how Kavanaugh would answer and address certain questions tossed to him based on constitutional principles, not just from the Republicans, but from his opposition. Because just the way he handled them, his demeanor, the arguments he would bring forth, it would give you a lot of insight into somebody who may be confirmed as early as Saturday for a lifetime appointment. And it's not as if the Supreme Court justices go about, once they're confirmed, go about in the media and give interviews and let people know their thought processes. All you have is their, you know, Supreme Court decisions to go by. But I would have loved a preview of how Kavanaugh's thought process is under direct questioning on constitutional issues. And I think a lot of Americans missed out on that opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that has a rational thought left in them. And that excludes most Democrats at this point. Now, I'm glad the Republicans are standing up against the lunacy on some degree. But again, it's still, they allowed the distraction to happen. They had a role to play here instead of saying, hey, this is about constitutional issues. We're going to talk more about that. And of course, we're going to go beyond the Constitution to the United Nations and their claims that we should be under their jurisdiction. What do you think about that, Cheryl Chumley? She'll tell us after the break. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
So grateful to my friend Cheryl Chumley for being here from the Washington Times today as Jonathan Emord's taking the night off to be with his kids to teach them a little French for their schooling. Now, Cheryl, you have written another piece here about the United Nations, their court, and I think it's a great article. I want people to pay attention to this because my perspective, I've been on the record saying I want out of the UN, and I want the UN out of America. It's a very anti-American organization. There's no alignment with our Constitution and our principles of liberty, but apparently there's somebody that's pushing back on the United Nations here in the United States. That hasn't happened in a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not just Donald Trump, but, he's got John Bolton around him. He's got Nikki Haley as ambassador of the UN, and both of them are carrying forth a very bold Make America Great Again, America First message, and Israel is our friend, and they're making these two basic principles irrefutable. We cannot bargain away with the global entity anymore on these. This is the message from the White House. And it's so refreshing after 8 years of Obama bowing and conceding America's greatness to this global body. Now we have a White House that says, no, who are you? You're a global body. You do not dictate to the United States how we go forth with policy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, people want to defer to this global body for some reason. It's like, well, our country, our system of laws, our constitution, we talk about the abandonment of it by our so-called leaders, if you can call them that. I don't like to think of them that way because if they are leading, they're leading us the wrong way. But the idea of the United Nations telling us what to do, not a good plan. Because, you know, they're engaged in promotion of socialism, communism, these kind of ideals that unfortunately I would acknowledge not lovingly so that every plank of the Communist Manifesto exists right now in America on some level. You can find evidence for it. So we haven't done a good job of standing up for our own liberty, much less now saying, hey, UN, you come and tell us what to do. That's not a good plan.
Well, the thing that just cracked me up and that I wrote about was that NBC News had put out this headline that said the U.S. was ordered to lift some sanctions on Iran by the International Court of Justice. And it just kind of made me laugh because the idea of this U.N. body ordering America to lift sanctions on Iran just struck me as over-the-top ridiculous. Who is the United Nations? Who is this, you know, court system of the UN to tell America how to go forth on foreign affairs? And thank goodness we have people like John Bolton out there delivering fiery speeches and slapping back the UN's court system and saying that America will not now nor never bow to the ICC or the ICJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different attitude taken on the globalists at this point. And as I've said, the greatest thing that I find about Donald Trump is that he is not a globalist, that he does believe in, hey, you know, we got a country here. We got to find a way to take care of those that are here. Now, we can have nuanced constitutional discussion within that framework, but we didn't even have that framework to work with previous presidents, both Democrat and Republican, who seem to be more globalist than America firsters.
Yeah, and, you know, I get a little tired in chats with just colleagues and people that I run into about America's treatment of the United Nations. It kind of bothers me when I hear people talk about how we're damaging our reputation overseas and we're creating enemies at the United Nations, because in my view, the United Nations has never been friendly to America, and the enemies and the reputations that we're ruining supposedly with our foreign partners have already been in place. Trump is just making it clear that America no longer is going to put up being mocked and used by other nations, and if that's something that hurts the UN's feelings, so be it. So it's a little bit upsetting to me to hear that some rational people still look at Trump's treatment of the United Nations as damaging to America.
No, I say let them cry. Let them cry into the East River right there and then leave.
Right, Nash, Heath, and Whale.
Yeah. Hey, Cheryl, what are you working on this coming through the weekend? Any articles we should be looking for?
Well, I'm definitely paying attention to Kavanaugh, but I'm shifting gears a little bit, too, because there's been a couple of interesting things coming out in artificial intelligence, which, you know, I've been covering all year.
Yes.
So,
yeah. No, I want to stay up with you on that, even if it's a different day of the week. That is a hot topic here as well. I'm very concerned about. Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times. Check it out. Her articles are linked in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Grateful for her to show up on a day where I needed her. I always need her. We love you, Cheryl. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, we got more Sacred Fire Liberty next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department unveiled charges Thursday against seven Russian military intelligence officers for their role in a sweeping cyber attack aimed at the United States. Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI, Eric Welling, with more on the victims.
The victims of this illegal activity are anti-doping organizations in the United States and abroad, Swiss and Dutch entities which investigate the use of chemical weapons.
Senators are continuing to take turns reviewing the FBI report into Judge Brett Kavanaugh's background. Carrie Severino is with the Judicial Crisis Network. She talked about how certain senators who were on the fence were pleased with what they read from the FBI investigation.
Well, I think Susan Collins is right. This was a very thorough investigation. For those who wanted to just have that added confidence of, yes, we know there's no corroboration, look, now we've got it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Although we call the first hour of the show every Thursday, for those that listen live, the Sacred Fire of Liberty, in honor of my good buddy Jonathan Emord. Even when he's not here, it is always the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl Chumley did a great job, bringing it, as she always does. And I encourage you to read her and support her and follow her on Twitter. She's a hoot on Twitter as people yell at her and scream at her for her beliefs and views. And she just stares them down. She's amazing. And Super Don, I think you might have met your match, because you can do that occasionally when you need to, because you can see right through folks and you throw it back at them and then it makes them look pretty foolish. And that can be a fun sport from time to time.
Yeah, it's boring after a while.
Well, that's why you don't do it all the time. But, you know, if your job was to write these articles and get in everybody's face, you know, like, here, look at this, this way, you would find a way to enjoy it. You got to. But here we are, enjoying our Sacred Fire of Liberty time together. We got Jeffrey Jackson scheduled next hour. We'll talk about the no-flu shot nurses. And we covered this a couple of weeks ago, that they don't have to wear masks. Why? Because the preponderance of evidence showed it was a futile attempt to prevent the flu. There was no evidence that it did anything. We're going to get into that. That's going to be cool. But a couple of issues right now. One, should we do the CBD or the FDA one? I mean, I'm floating with you today on this Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour.
Wow, I'm trying to make it interesting here. Should I flip a coin? Is that what you want to do here?
It is that. Flip a coin.
All right. So heads, it's CBD.
Yeah.
Tails, it's FDA. All right?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Whoops.
What we got?
Hold on. I landed on my...
You can't even flip a coin.
Okay. Looks like we're going with CBD.
CBD. Okay, so we're doing the CBD story. So here we are reporting. Did we mention this the other day, didn't we, about the descheduling of CBD in Epidiolex?
That was a big story. They say here last month. I can't believe it was last month, but we're only like, what, 4 days
in? A few days in, right.
So the DEA, people have been waiting kind of on the edge of their seats because there was a possibility the DEA may have descheduled CBD from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 5.
Right.
And so what they did was something that we kind of knew they were going to do. They descheduled the FDA-approved pharmaceutical version of CBD called Epidiolex.
They downscheduled it, technically. They went to Schedule 5,
it's a Schedule
5,
so it's in the same class as, like, you know, what? I mean, you know, stuff nobody... You never hear anything about Schedule 5 substances. Because they're, you know, nobody cares, you know.
Go on the list.
It's not that big a deal. You know, it's the bottom of the totem pole. Mm-hmm. So it went from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 5. But what they did was they left CBD as a Schedule 1 and made the Epidiolex Schedule 5. Now,
which is functionally...
I cried foul.
Yeah. Is there really a difference? Really? Is there a difference?
Well, yeah. Other than, it's FDA approved and they can make money off of it.
Yeah. No, but I mean, in terms of its chemistry, CBD is CBD is CBD.
No, it's the same. It's the same stuff. So what you've got is you've got CBD, which is being considered something that is highly dangerous, prone to abuse, and has no medical benefit.
Right.
According to the DEA.
This is why the word is absurd. I've used this word a few times over the past few weeks because
everybody's heard about the word.
About the word. The word is absurd.
Absurd is the word.
Yes. So what are we dealing with? A legitimate or illegitimate federal government at this point? You tell me. If you can live in absurdity, that is two facts in complete opposition to one another and only one of them is correct, yet both of them coexist in the same space and time, that would normally lead to, like, the old cartoon computers does not compute and the computer would blow up, right? But we are a nation on drugs approved by the Fear and Death Administration that cause us to be able to live in a world of absurdity, simultaneously having one fact saying this and an opposite fact saying this, and both, according to the authorities at the federal level, they're both correct. That can't be. That can't be. It's like... Clark Kent and Superman, never in the same place at the same time. What is that? It's just, you can't do that. That's an absurdity. It's not real.
Right.
But in order to make it real, you have to go into a state of cognitive dissonance. The two things opposed, so you have to find a way to disconnect them completely. And by doing this, you know, we talk about the Hegelian dialectic a lot. You love it when I do that. We're literally creating one in ourselves. Okay? So we're pitting our own mind against our own mind. Somebody would say your heart against your mind, your gut against your mind, or whatever. But you're pitting part of yourself against another part of yourself. Because you have to believe something that is patently untrue with something that is true, and you have to make peace with that. Right? Like a doctor who takes the pledge, the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. And then the moment they become a doctor, they write a prescription for a pill that can kill you. There, you have pitted yourself against yourself. Your psyche cannot handle that long term. And that will result in discordant emotions, thoughts,
physical abnormalities. And, of course, we take drugs to dampen that symptom or those symptoms of that dissonance. And so at the federal level, we have absurdity in so many ways. This is just one example of that. So the DEA says, well, we couldn't totally reschedule or take the CBD down from 1 to 5 because that would violate a treaty that we have to abide by, by law, right? And this gets into another aspect of the Constitution, because treaties supposedly supersede the Constitution, right? You've heard that. Well, in behavior, they apparently do. But in reality, only those made in pursuance with the Constitution could become law. Because how would you? What good would the Constitution be with the difficulty of making changes via what? Amendments. Constitutional amendment. That's how you change it. Of course, now we have activist judges. The Democrats are desperate to put their guys or gals on who would go in there and change it just by saying that ruling is not right. It's illegal. Or it's legal. And so we are now at the point of altering the Constitution via treaty, which the Founding Fathers never, never intended to set aside. They said, if you're going to make a treaty to change the Constitution, what good is the Constitution? Am I making any sense here on this? But yet we're operating in a world where so much of what's happened, like real ID, like social security numbers, right? The participation in this is an international system. You guys and gals don't realize this. It has nothing to do. The Federal Reserve, not federal, no reserves. It works at the behest of the IMF and the World Bank. Private organizations, non-governmental organizations, and all of these are in violation of the Constitution. But no, hey, they... 13th Amendment, Federal Reserve Act. These things not made in pursuance with the Constitution. The treaties themselves, including the DEA treaty against narcotics trafficking. Now, we might argue that some of these narcotics, these synthetic derivatives of even natural substances that are truly highly addictive and deadly, like, ooh, wait, FDA-approved drugs like carfentanil. What are some of the other drugs we've been covering for years together now, Super Don, that are on the market? Devastating, the opioids, the opiates, no, sure. Right?
Well, that's a big heroin problem going on right now.
So how come those are not part of the treaty, right? Those are deadly, addictive. And, of course, they get approved by the Fear and Death Administration,
well,
just like
yeah, okay.
the DEA
so
said.
The FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs, you're right. Those are not. You know, these are going, this particular treaty has to do with what they would consider illegal narcotics, right?
Right. Of which cannabis was put on it, and they say we can't. And we're one of the few shows that years now have been saying the reason that they won't deschedule it because of the treaty.
Right.
The treaty.
Well, and see, look, here, look, I got to be honest with you. It wasn't until when you brought this particular topic up.
Yeah.
Whenever that, I mean, it's been a while now.
Yeah.
When you first brought it up, I didn't even really fully grasp what it was you were talking about. And so I learned something, okay, because I went and looked this up and found, you know, looked at the history and, you know, the treaty and stuff. And what I think is fascinating is that when the DEA did this last week, we initially didn't, nothing was said about this. But it came to light because, and this is probably going to disappoint you here a little bit, what I'm about to say right now, because you're going to have to agree with the FDA here. And I know you don't like to do that. But check this out. There's a letter that the FDA sent to the DEA that was just recently made public. And get this, the FDA was encouraging the DEA to remove CBD from the list of scheduled drugs. They recommended that happen. It turns out in the response from the DEA, they acknowledged the fact that they were not going to be able to deschedule the CBD because of our obligation to this 1961 single convention on narcotic drugs. And so it's just kind of like it's an I told you so. So you get a pat on the back. But at the same time, you kind of have to give the FDA some props because the FDA came out and said, look, we don't believe it should be Schedule 1. There is medical benefit to it, and we think you guys should take it, you should change it.
For once,
the DEA said they couldn't.
FDA is not being the absurd one here.
Right.
Fascinating. And by the way, I don't believe CBD appears referenced in that original narcotics trafficking treaty.
Yeah, and I've heard people say that. I think what they're doing, though, is there's like a level of that. Yeah, I don't know. They're just saying it's interpretation because CBD comes from
Yeah.
The cannabis plant, right?
But, of course, what we've pushed back on, and folks from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, others that have been on this show, said, hey, cannabidiol and cannabinoids are in other substances. So if you get it from hops, is it then illegal? Is it a controlled substance? The same substance? Now that the FDA said, well, it's not Schedule 1, we've approved it as a drug. So, again, we're still dealing with absurdities, and I still want y'all to really research this concept of treaties, because much of what has gone wrong in America, particularly 20th century forward, are these treaties that supersede the Constitution because, well, they aren't supposed to because they violate the Constitution. But then again, it doesn't take treaties to do that because our own Supreme Court justices, whether they're from the left or the right, have played along with globalists and declared constitutional that which is obviously and patently unconstitutional. In terms of, you know, a forced participation in terms of purchasing insurance, health insurance, which is not health insurance, it's medical drug insurance, basically. The third leading cause of death. Look over my left shoulder for those of you watching on YouTube. So recognizing that, yes, treaties would become the law of the land if and only if they're made in pursuance with the Constitution. But who's pushing back? Who is pushing back? Ron Paul was the only guy in our lifetime that was pushing back on it. And y'all said, no, we don't want him as president. Not that he could have overturned everything, because I say there are no political saviors, but at least he opened the discussion. But it's gone back underground now because we're all talking about what Kavanaugh may or may not have done in high school. And y'all watching, listening right now, what did you do in high school that you don't want people to know? You might even go, God, man, I would never do that now, right? But the Constitution, where's that? No, we're not worried about that. We just want to know if you, yeah, you know.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can we talk about on Sacred Fire of Liberty standing up for what is right, standing up for the Constitution? But what is it? What happens when the agencies of your own government declare war on you, war on your freedom, war on your freedom to heal? What then? Right? You stand up, and of course the media is in the pockets of the government and the big pharma, etc. So you speak out, and you're the one made to look like a danger or a criminal to the status quo. This is why just going along to get along, not good. Lemmings get let off the cliff, or they're getting fed to somebody else bigger that's going to... Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not a good place to be in America right now, but it's time... If there ever was time to stand up and go, you know what, not enough. I will not consent to this any longer. Even if the Fear and Death Administration shows up.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
All right, if you want your L-glutamine, say bye-bye. It'll cost you $40,000 a year coming up if the FDA gets its way. You don't think this is possible? They already did it with B6, peroxidine. They made it a drug, and they said no longer because there's no NDI, or well, there's an NDI, new dietary ingredient. It isn't there. Y'all didn't use it. Sorry, it's a drug. You can't sell it in a health food store. An amino acid? Yes, they're going after L-glutamine. The Alliance for Natural Health USA, ANH-USA.org. It's linked up in the show notes. Y'all check it out or else you're going to lose your guts over this one if you let this stand. The FDA wants to turn your $10... I mean, it's L-glutamine's cheap, right? It's used often in the repair of your gut, your connective tissue. It's one of the adjuncts I mentioned in Unlock the Power to Heal. I'm not saying it's always necessary, but darn it, shouldn't you be able to access an amino acid? Really? No? Who said that? You have a hall pass. You can go and don't come back if you said that. Earlier this year, ANH told us about the FDA back channel that allows drug companies to turn supplements into drugs and remove these supplement versions from the market. That happened to vitamin B6. I didn't say it right. Pyridoxamine.
with the FDA's approval of the new drug to treat sickle cell anemia, right? So now L-glutamine is on the chopping block, unless you close that back channel of the FDA. I want you all to go to the ANH website. Go to this article. Link. Do what you can to support it. A lot of people need this amino acid to repair the gut that was damaged by what? Things the FDA approves. So they've announced the approval, FDA, of Andari, a drug for sickle cell disease. Andari, an oral powder comprised of L-glutamine, an important amino acid currently available as a supplement. So it's an oral powder. They now declare L-glutamine an amino acid that has been in nature, as long as there's been nature and amino acids. Now it's a drug, and you're going to be banned from getting it at $10, and it's going to cost you $40,000 a year to get it. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. The people of America are sheeple. You would let them do this? Oh, who am I, Robert? I don't have the power. Like, stop saying that. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to live as a sheep? Or are you going to stand up and go, we don't consent to that. On the state level, on the local level. I know the federal level is lost. It's lost to global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all your state of health, your child's state of health. So the current draft of the FDA's proposal, there's a real danger that supplements most people would think of as grandfathered, like amino acids, could be removed from the marketplace because there's no NDI notification. I'm telling you, CBD's still under threat. We're still pushing back on it. But y'all, this is no time to cower like, I don't know, do sheep cower? They just go, and they're corralled wherever you throw them. I was like, the FDA said so. I better stay in my corral. Maybe they'll feed me. Maybe they'll let me have the drug. Oh, I know. I'll get socialized medicine and they'll cover the $40,000 so I can still get L-glutamine. Only now it's a powder and it's called a drug. Dude, can you see that my patience is wearing thin for how much the American people are willing to put up with what the federal government has done to usurp the power that is yours? You gave it up. They couldn't do it without your participation. Took two. Now, if y'all can handle it, I'll try to bring the kinder and gentler Robert Scott Bell back in the second hour, if y'all want him. If not, I'll just keep going. Scientists calling for Noah's Ark. We'll talk. Hey, anybody like the story of Noah's Ark? We got a new version of it for the microbes. Talk about artificial sweeteners. Question of the day related to raw runs. We'll ask Super Don what those are. And Jeffrey Jackson, Action Jackson, talking about masks. If you're a nurse and you don't get the flu shot, you don't have to wear a mask. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.